Because you're dull of hearing, see what is the result in verse 12. By this time, and some of you have been here 20 years, 25 years, 30 years. By this time, you should have been teachers of others. You shouldn't be listeners now. You shouldn't be students alone. You should have become teachers. You know, it's like a child who goes to school at the age of 5. And by the time he's 25, you say, hey, you should have been a teacher by now. What are you still sitting in school, 25 years old? I mean, by 18 you should have finished school. You should be teaching. You should have been a graduate by now, and probably a postgraduate by the time you're 25. We want that for our children. Don't you want that for your children? I think all of us who send our children to school and college would want them to be postgraduates by the time they're 25. What about spiritually? By this time, you should have been teachers, but you have need for someone to teach you again the elementary principles. You like the messages of forgiveness of sins and how God loves you. And He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And I'll provide all your need. Don't be anxious. And these are the things that encourage you. And even if you fall, get up. You can get up and walk again. And even if you fall 1,000 times, God is still there 1,000 times to pick you up. Fine, it's all true. It's like saying CAT is cat, it's cat. DOG is dog. And you can keep listening to that. It's all true. But when are we going to go move on beyond all that to something else? That's the point here. And you have come to need milk. You know, in the New Testament, milk is the message of forgiveness of sins. That's true. We drink milk even when you're old. Even if you drink a cup of tea, there's milk in it. It's not that we stop drinking milk when you're older. But we're not the baby level where we cannot eat any solid food. You know, babies can only drink milk. And it's a real concern for a mother if a baby is 6 months old and can't eat solid food. Even 6 months. And then it says here that everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness. Do you find a word of righteousness a hard message? Oh, we hear some hard things in CFC. It's like you put a piece of meat into the mouth of a 2-week-old baby. It'll die. It'll choke. It can't. Oh, spit it out. Even 2-3 months, you put a piece of meat in there. It can't eat it. It can't bite on something. You put some nuts into that mouth, it can't bite it. It can't chew it. And it's not accustomed to that. And the baby spits it out and says, give me my milk bottle. And he's speaking about that, of people who, they don't want to hear any hard, strong message about denying yourself and not loving the world and the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is all of the world and you must forsake it and put it at depth. And everything on earth, there are a lot of things on earth that are lawful, but not all the lawful things are profitable. And words like, don't let any bad word come out of your mouth, but only that which will give grace to the hearers. And words like, every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account in the day of judgment. They don't like to hear such things. It's like hard chunks of meat in a baby's mouth. And then you know you haven't grown. You're not accustomed to a strong, hard word of righteousness. It means you're a babe. And I believe that all of you should really seek to ask yourself, are you like that? Do you love? I mean, think of us grown-up people in terms of spiritual food. Do you just love to drink milk all the time? Imagine if there was a dinner and it was all milk, everybody. Don't you love to eat fish and meat and different things that you have to chew a lot on and enjoy? That's an adult. But you ask a 3-month-old baby, he's not interested. So, there is a thing of getting accustomed. Accustomed means I got used to it. And I'll tell you something. There are churches where they occasionally you hear a word of righteousness. I mean, all these television preachers on the internet, occasionally, once in a blue moon, they will speak a word of righteousness. But here's the thing, where people are accustomed to the word of righteousness. That means you're eating solid food every day. Not that once in a while you eat solid food and the rest of the time you drink milk. Every single day. Think of your diet every day in your own home. Isn't it solid food every single day, 3 times a day? That's how we must get accustomed to the word of righteousness. Where the word of righteousness is what I love to have. Do you love to hear words like, every idle word you speak, you'll give an account of judgment. Thank you, Lord, for that. I love that. Let your speech always be with grace. Put away all murmuring and complaining. Lord, I love that. That's what I want every day, 3 times a day. Those are the words I meditate on frequently. Frequently. I'll tell you honestly, I love solid food because it makes me strong. I love solid food physically, I love it spiritually. I want you to seriously think about this, my brothers and sisters, because I'm really concerned that many of us, not some of us, many of us are not getting accustomed to solid food, even though we've been here many, many years. And that's not a good sign for the future generation. That's why I'm concerned. This is the mark of maturity. Let nobody think you're mature if you're not accustomed and delighted to hear the word of righteousness. It says here in verse 14, solid food is for the mature. And one mark of maturity is through the different temptations they go through, they get a practice to train their senses to discern between good and evil. You see, that's the difference between the tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life. Let me explain that to you, which Adam had to choose between in the Garden of Eden. The tree of knowledge of good and evil was like a factual knowledge somebody gives to you. This is wrong. This is right. Like in so many question answer sessions, people ask, can I do this? Can I do that? Are there certain type of movies I can watch? Or are there certain type of foods or drinks I can drink? These are things, you know, which are people are always wondering, how close can I go to the edge of the cliff without falling off? Well, there's a lot of difference in that type of factual knowledge and the tree of life where I'm prompted from within. The life tells me, that's good, that's bad. It's like you put some food into your mouth and immediately the life within you says, that's bad food. That's spoiled food. And you spit it out. You don't even think twice. You spit it out. That's life. But think of a little baby. It puts mud into its mouth and just enjoys it. That's lack of discernment. And that's how it is with a lot of Christians. They take things that are going to harm them spiritually. What does mud do? Why do you clean out that mud from your baby's mouth as soon as it puts it in? Because you know it's going to harm it. You'll get sick. So when people can put things into their mind which harm them. It's exactly, think of this baby putting mud in his mouth. The next time some of you watch something pornographic, I hope you don't, but if you do, think of this. I'm putting mud in my mouth now, and I'm enjoying it. Well, that's true. Little 2-month-old babies enjoy eating mud. And if you enjoy eating mud, that's where you are. I mean, I can't stop you, but at least acknowledge that you're a baby eating mud at that time. Then at least so that you don't fool yourself that because you come to CFC, you're spiritual. When you're in your office or in your home, you're eating mud. No, your senses are not trained to discern good and evil. You need somebody to tell you. I've used the example of, you know, when people have leprosy, they lose sensation in their hands and in their feet. Then they have to be trained. People with severe leprosy, they have no sensation. They put a hand on a hot plate, feel nothing. A hot stove, they touch it and they don't feel anything because there's no sensation in that. But the hand is still burnt. It's destroyed. So people with leprosy had to be taught. When you go to a stove, check whether it's on or not. Check whether it's hot or not. Why is it you don't need such a law? Because as soon as you touch it, your hand will immediately pull back because you've got life. See, that's the difference in the tree of life and tree of good and evil. God doesn't want us to live like this, like lepers who are to be told, you know, don't touch this. I've heard of people with leprosy. They wake up in the morning and a couple of their toes are eaten up by rats in the night and they didn't feel it. Imagine having your toes eaten off by rats at night and you don't even feel it. You really got to feel sorry for these people with leprosy. But you don't need that. I mean, even if a rat touches you, you'll wake up. But these people with leprosy don't. They wake up and they find a couple of toes are missing. Where did it go? It's all blood there. Some rat ate it off. See, this is how many believers are spiritually. They don't have sensation when something wrong is coming into their spirit. It's like that rat is eating their body. Something wrong is coming to their spirit. They don't have any sensation. Oh. And then after some time they wake up and their life is spiritually, they are destroyed. What happened? Well, some rat came, some demon came and ate off something of your life there. And you didn't even know it because you're waiting for some teacher to tell you this is good and that is evil. You don't have life that tells you spontaneously. So I hope you understand that God did not want us to live by the tree of knowledge of good and evil. I mean, do you want your children to grow up 15, 20 years old and you've got to still tell them good and evil? You must not eat mud. You must not eat rubbish. No, you want them to have that sensation on their own. That's how God wants us to have a sense on our own without our having been told, that is not a good TV program for you to watch. But that's not a good book for you to read. That's not a good thing for you to spend your time doing. I mean, even browsing on the internet for hours and hours and hours and wasting time when you don't know the Bible. Do you hear a voice saying, listen, why don't you turn that off and read the Bible a little bit? Do you ever hear such a voice? Or you don't hear it? Have you become dull of hearing? I tell you, many Christians are dull of hearing when they're on the internet, even though they don't know the scriptures. And they can spend so many hours there. Not an essential work. I mean, a lot of people have to work essential work there. They may have to spend 12 hours on it. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about entertainment, information. There's no end of information in the world today. Knowledge is increasing. And people who could have become such useful brothers in this church, such useful sisters, are still wanting to be spoon-fed. That's my concern. We need to develop our senses to train, discern between good and evil, which will lead us to maturity, so that we can help others.